Well, we're trying to accomplish a number of things. First off, is that we're trying to heal up. We got some guys that are banged up, some guys that just need rest, and then we've been working on a number of things that we feel like we need to improve upon, and that would include developing some of the younger players that kind of get caught up and given show teamwork for the offense and the defense, and because as we know they're going to be called upon.
Is there anybody that shouldn't play next week?
No, at this point, no. We're going to be in good shape.
Who fits under that mold? Just have younger players that you want to work more into the offensive defense.
I'm sorry?
Who fits into that mold on this team?
Well, we've got both phases in addition to special teams. We've got some guys that have been inactive that haven't played teams that we're trying to work in as far as specific roles are concerned, and we've got guys on both sides of the ball.
Jeff, when you've been people like to describe you as a player's coach. When you hear that, is that how you'd like to be described, or do you see yourself maybe as a different style of coach?
Well, I mean, we've had a philosophy here in place for a long time, I don't really pay much attention to how you're described. I think it's important that we, as head coaches, I mean, we understand our duties and our responsibilities and what that involves and how we handle those things that come up. So as far as, whether you're a player's coach or whether you're not, I really don't know, how to define that.
But if you're taking care of the players and putting them in their best position to play, they might see you that way.
Well, they could see you that way, but the bottom line is that that's our responsibility is to try to get the most out of them. Correct the mistakes, understand they don't make mistakes on purpose, and try to pull them together and stay focused and win ball games. I mean, however you do that, there's a lot of different ways to do that.
So because you played, does that give you any extra insight into these guys and why they do what they do? I mean, obviously that's a dumb question, I guess.
Well, I think that, I can appreciate when you need to push them, I can appreciate when you need to back down, and I think when they're asked to do more or they're expected to back down and do less and rest, and at least I think they trust that it's coming from someone that's been there before. But again, everything's in their best interest.
Neither can they con you.
Yeah, that's. I think most of the staff's pretty good at seeing through things like that.
Can you talk about the offensive line's ability to keep Kerry clean? I mean, it's been a while since they've had to protect a pure pocket passer.
Well, we've given up 2 sacks. Kerry's got 1, and Vince has 1, 5 games. I mean, I think that speaks volumes of what they've done. And also you have to give credit to the play selection and the quarterback's getting rid of the football and understand when he's got to throw it away. And, if you can protect your quarterback in this league and keep him healthy, you got a chance.
We had to be picky and think of what else could the, let's say, the offensive line do to, go from an A to an A-plus maybe. What would be on your list of what you'd like to see him get a little bit better?
Well, I think we can always, each position can do a little better job communicating, a little better job protecting, a little better job doing the little things. We had some communication mistakes last week that you just shouldn't have. Now, we didn't necessarily get to practice everything that we saw, but I thought with the experience we had, we would do things a little bit better. So, it's no different from position to position. It's just about doing things just a little bit better.
How much was the communication part of what happens when you're playing on the road versus...
No, it was not. It was not a crowd noise issue.
Jeff, I think if my count's right, you've got 32 players on the roster that are in their fourth year or better. That experience maybe help you when you give them a little bit more rest here and there through the year?
Well, I think we've gone from a very, very young team to a team now that has a good mixture of veteran players that have been in different situations and younger players that are able to learn from those veterans. So I think it's a good mixture, and I think the guys that we have, guys that have been other places, that I think appreciate what we do here and how we do it, and appreciate that we've created an environment where it's fun to come to work, whether you're winning or losing.
Jeff, have you seen any evolution in the defensive tackle position from when you first became a coach to now?
Well, it's, you know, the game changes and the tackle position changes, and it really depends on your scheme. And then, of course, it depends on what kind of players you end up with. You know, there's teams in the passing league that had 340-pounders in there that were run stoppers, and they were very, very effective. And then they would rotate to get the pass rush. There's other teams that will line up with, you know, the John Randalls that are 275, 280, and they're just quick, and they're disruptive. So it really is a matter of us adjusting to what we have and then trying to improve the type of player that you have.
Is it rare to have a defensive tackle with 5 sacks at this point in the season?
Well, this early, yeah. I think Albert's numbers are good. You know, they're real good, and I think he's only going to get better as the year goes on.
How much does that have to do with Albert moving around on the line?
There's a little uncertainty from an offensive standpoint as to where he's going to line up, not on early downs, but you know, on passing situations.